Congressman looking for more bipartisanship. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture.
Well, I really do believe people are tired of red states and blue states. They're looking for red, white, and blue states. They're looking for people to come together and get things done for America. They need access to good quality health care. They need economic development where government gets out of the way, keeps taxes low, keeps regulations low, and let people go out there and succeed.
Tennessee's 1st District freshman Congressman David Davis recently speaking at the Tennessee Young Leaders Conference in Pigeon Forge. Davis says he's encouraged by the enthusiasm among today's young farmers and feels they still have an important role in the future for all Tennesseans.
Agriculture is going to be a part of our economic engine for years to come across Tennessee, in the mountains of East Tennessee. It has been, it is now, and will continue to be. We need to do everything we can to make sure that we let these small businesses go out and succeed by keeping taxes low, keeping the regulations low, working with the University of Tennessee, like on switchgrass and energy production. As you move out of one product, you need to be looking to the future, and UT is doing that, and I'm excited about that.
Now, one of the major issues in Tennessee and across the country is on immigration, and Representative Davis says whatever happens in Congress, our farmers still need a guest worker program.
People are tired of illegal immigration. They think that illegal means illegal, but they also welcome a guest worker program. A guest means, in East Tennessee, you come, you visit, but you always go home. And that's what we need to do in America, and that's the kind of progress that we need to make. But I don't think anything's going to happen until we elect a new president.
And Representative Davis has been a strong supporter of the ag industry. He was raised on a small tobacco farm in Unicoi County, and he was also a member of the FFA. The 48-year-old Republican is serving in his first term as congressman. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.